stronger than ever.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So I got to tell you, I found it really interesting that Bill O'Reilly had to jump into the middle of the debate between Warren and Bloomberg over the non-disclosure agreements. He tweeted out Warren pounding Bloomberg about non-disclosure agreements signed by women. All companies have those. Bloomberg looks weak. You know, Bill, you should probably not be the guy talking about NDAs. Just kind of throwing it out. I know he couldn't resist, but that's one of those things where you go, yeah, you should probably shut up. Just my thought. Anyway, here to share some thoughts about the big debate, I've asked our good friend Keith Pocheck to come talk with us. Keith's a contributor over at Patriots Not Partisans and also Dem Right Press. Keith, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, I appreciate you having me back on. I'm glad the rehab's going well.
Rehab going really well. The bionic hip is getting better every day. As I say, I'm better than I was yesterday and not as good as I'll be tomorrow. I'm really right on it.
That's incredible. And, you know, you and I talked a little bit last week or maybe the week before that, and it is always a joy as a physician to work with a motivated patient. So, you know, and you're a great example of that. So it's awesome to see a success story. We need some shining lights in these times right now. So I appreciate being able to follow you.
If I can be that light, I will. In fact, my doctor told me, Rick, this is a marathon, not a sprint. Take it easy a little bit. You're a little too motivated.
Well, it's true. Sometimes you can be your own worst enemy when you're, and this is like, you know, but when you're taking care of athletes and you know, and endurance folks and things like that, to get them to actually to take a break, and rehab and heal is sometimes a big challenge. So,
no, but I feel fantastic. I'm as happy as I can be. Just, you know, I know it's going to be a process. It's going to be a lot of work, but I'm thrilled about it, and I appreciate you asking.
Oh, for sure.
Good stuff. So let's get to the debate. Really, my assessment from the beginning is Bloomberg spent tens of millions of dollars to take a public ass-kicking.
He really did. I mean, hats off to Warren, obviously. I mean, I think a lot of people you know, expected that Bloomberg was going to be a lightning rod on the stage, and he definitely was. Warren, I feel like, had the strongest performance of the night, and I think it probably also benefited Joe Biden as well. He just kind of was steady, didn't do anything spectacular, waited for questions to come to him, so. And answered him pretty well, so I thought he had a pretty strong performance from him. He's never going to be, you know, the sexy superstar on the debate stage, but I thought he had a good night overall. And I think that, you know, you talked with Bill a minute ago, and now I'm wishing I would have taken you up on that offer to go at 9:15, because he's going to be a tough act to follow, because he knows his stuff and I'm just going to dumb things down at this point. So hopefully everyone can tolerate that's listening.
No, I mean, the reality is it was what it was. I think that that Warren came out swinging. She had to. She had nothing else to do, but she had to get the hey, look at me vote. And she did that effectively. I think Sanders had to do well, but he didn't need to knock it out of the park. He's the leader. He was going to take shots, and he did. And I think he handled those.
He did. And, you know, he's a guy that his ideas I love. And I honestly worry, and I know that you and I probably don't see eye to eye on this. I worry about whether or not he can pull off those really important 5 to 10 swing states. And that's my biggest reservation. It really is, just because right now, it's a matter of it's a matter of just ending the nightmare. And I feel like, for me, at least the way I think about it, I'm more of a moderate, more of a centrist than you are. Obviously, you and I know this, but we're in a state where the house is on fire, and so I'm like, is now the time to make the moonshot? You know, I mean, let's put the fire out first. And so that's one of the reasons that I'm pretty solidly in the Biden camp right now. And we'll see how he does. He's got some ground to make up in the next couple weeks. I think we'll know his trajectory and how it's going to go for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the latest poll that I've seen come out from Quinnipiac, I see, you know, Sanders winning both Michigan and Pennsylvania. I don't know what's the matter with Wisconsin.
I saw that today. Yeah, you linked that today, or you tweeted that out today.
I did, and it's one of those things where Biden and Sanders they're at the top of the heap of taking, you know, Pennsylvania and Michigan, and I gotta wonder, with the trade issue being so important to Ohio voters, would Ohio be in play for Sanders as opposed to maybe Biden? Because look, Biden's got that fair, you know, he's kind of a free trader. Look, I would vote for Biden in a heartbeat.
Yeah. If he's a nominee,
without question.
And I'm glad to hear that. I am glad to hear that, just because I think that there are a lot of us on, and it all kind of revolves around: are you a Bernie fan or are you not a Bernie fan? And so you see some people who are strongly into Bernie's camp that will say, well, if he doesn't get the nomination, then I'm gonna vote for him anyway in the general.
Well, that's idiotic. And then someone should slap him upside the back of the coin.
You know, you hear the other side of the coin as well, where people who are not Bernie fans that are Dems say, well, you know, if he gets the nomination, you can count me out. And you know, obviously that hands 4 more years to Trump to have that mentality. So it comes down to a question of whether or not you think it's romantic to cut off your nose to spite your face and while everyone watches. And I think that once you've gotten a few years under your belt, like maybe when I was younger, I thought that was awesome. And now I'm in my 40s and you realize that, you know, maybe isn't as romantic of a gesture as you previously thought.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the reality. Any vote against a Democrat in this election is a vote for Trump. It doesn't matter who you voted for. You could go and vote for Mickey Mouse. It's still a vote for Trump.
Definitely.
That's just how I see it. Now, look, the only person that I would that's still in this race that I would have a really hard time voting for is Mike Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where I'm going to say I'm going to vote for him, but I think I'd have a really, really hard time because he represents everything that I think is wrong with our politics. The fact that he was able to enter in at this late time, buy his way in onto the stage, I have a problem with that. And look, like he said, and you know, he was honest about it. He did the rich guy thing. He goes, go to my website. I'm not asking you for money.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. And it also highlights, I think, there are a few paradoxes right now with this election and that highlight kind of where we are and where we're trying to head. Because I do feel like even though I'm a centrist, I have quite a progressive streak. And we are trying to get to the point where we eliminate big money, you know, corporate PACs and mega donors in politics, and especially dark money in politics. But the reality of it is, we probably can't get there without spending a ton of money in the next couple election cycles to get people there who can win and can, you know, unseat some Republicans.
So you bring up an interesting question then, because Bloomberg has promised, even if he's not the nominee, to spend a ton of money between now and election time. Is that going to be a problem for Democrats who have said, you know, hey, we've got a problem with corporate money. We've got a problem with, you know, billionaire money. I'd say Sanders is the nominee. You know, I wonder how that's going to play out.
No, I mean, that's a great point. And I mean, I think that could be, you know, turned against the Dem nominee as something that's hypocritical if they do wind up accepting a lot of that. But I just think right now we've got to think a little more pragmatically, and the goal needs to be, we've got to get, you know, more Dems in the Senate. We've got to maintain the House, and we have to get someone in the White House that's better than what we have right now. And I did look at the stage, and obviously I'm not a big Bloomberg fan, but looked at the stage last night and said, you know, any one of these people is a major improvement over what we have right now. Bloomberg is not my favorite, and I think that still yet there wasn't enough in the debate, I think, that really assailed Trump and sort of showed a unified front from Dems against that. And there was a little. Obviously, there's going to be infighting in these types of events, but that did discourage me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. And I think obviously, had the debate happened tonight after what went down with the National Intelligence Agency, I think there would have been some more brought up about, you know, the criminality and obviously the moves toward just absolute authoritarianism that are happening underneath the surface and now are seemingly not really even paid attention to by Americans because we've grown so used to it now.
Are you talking about the guy that the German ambassador who's now Trump's bringing back? Well, that broke yesterday. Everybody knew about that yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that broke yesterday because I was just seeing the headlines on it today.
Yeah, that should have. I was wondering why that didn't come up yesterday. It was one of the stories that I wanted to talk about yesterday and just didn't get to.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that came out yesterday.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was yesterday because you know there was a briefing, I guess, to some Congress members by the acting DNI chief. And you know Trump evidently lost his mind over it when they got the news that you know Russia is still interfering and is actively working to keep him in office, and a head had to roll and then he had to replace some he had to replace him with someone who's just a lackey careerist, which is what these guys do obviously. I mean they put someone in these positions who otherwise couldn't even get near that building. Based on their qualifications, otherwise, as long as they can swear their loyalty.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, that comes back to the problem. Everybody has to be loyal to Trump, and with no questions. And you're right. I wish there would have been more attacking, Trump's record and the things that he has done, instead of going after each other. But understand, the pecking order of getting the nomination, Bloomberg has thrown everything into flux, and the DNC again. You know, I think Tom Perez should be ousted. I think he should be out. I don't think Bloomberg should have been able to buy his way in and get to this point. I'm just, you know, it's a struggle for me.
Well, and I think a lot of those figures, like that just at least seem to want some tenets of Trumpism gone, like Steyer and Bloomberg, and you know some other folks who were in the race. Really, just because of their wallet, what they could do if they actually did put their donor money to use as far as flipping Senate seats,
yep.
and working on even more local races than that. I don't know. I mean, I guess some of it's a vanity kind of feeds their vanity a little bit, feeds their personality and personality disorders to be up on the stage and to get the spotlight so that's a little discouraging. But I will say, for in Bloomberg's defense, if he truly does commit and then continue to, push the Dem nominee through, I think the state of American politics right now, how do you compete against how do you slay the dragon right now without a lot of money? And like I said, that's one of those just that you either accept that as a paradox and hopefully we can get to a point where we overcome that. But to me, I look at it like that's sort of the reality now of how we can of what we've got to do to win elections.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you still got Bernie Sanders at $27.
Exactly. Well, that's true. But I do still think that it's going to be a tough mountain to climb, I think, for anyone who comes out of the Dem field with the nomination. It's because the propaganda machine and the money that is going to just be used to attack that person and defame them. And, and this is coming now from multiple countries, not just from American donors. And that's pretty clear, that anyone who knows that they can buy a favor is going to support Trump with lots and lots and lots of money, and that's he welcomes that. That's what he's that's what he's all about. He's selling American independence, you know, right before our eyes, and that's the thing to me that's the most frustrating about talking to someone who's a Trumpist and they're a self-professed patriot and they love freedom and scream about it with a big blue, you know, vein right down their forehead when there's a military flyover or something like that. And it's that I don't even really know if they understand what freedom is anymore. It's just it's a word, and it is almost devoid of meaning to this group of people, and where we came and where we came from and how we had to, you know, overthrow a dictatorial presence and a king, and establish our own independence before anything else could happen. You know, I mean, we didn't write the Constitution first. It's the Declaration and the war had to happen first, and now that very bedrock that everything was built on is, being eroded away, and that's frustrating to me to see so many people that continue to back this man who's allowing that to happen, and then not understand how this all started and what we stand for. So discouraging. Sorry, I drove it off the rails a little bit right
there.
No,
that, you see, to me, that's where I could vote for Mike Bloomberg, only on just what you laid out. Just because this guy is that bad is the only way that I could envision myself swallowing every bit of pride and sanity or whatever I would have to swallow to cast the ballot for Mike Bloomberg. That's the only way I could do it.
I think
it's a lot of us, Keith.
And that's the point right now. And you hate to define yourself as being the opposite of something or being so against something, but I think that's the point that Dems can truly rally around.
Yep, I'm right there with you, and I'm hoping that's it. But Keith, I appreciate the time, man. As always, great stuff.
All right, Rick, I appreciate it. Hey, keep it up with the rehab.
Will do. Thanks, man. Quick break.
Right, let me know.
Right back.
Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.
As Lyndon Johnson used